brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. It is Tuesday, the second day of July, 2013. My old friend, Raymond Teague, is going to be in studio with us for 30 minutes. Then at the bottom of the next hour, I will get to all the big news I haven't covered yet. Trayvon, supporters threaten riots, looting if Zimmerman acquitted. That story is going viral up on Infowars.com. Here's another one. All he did was love me. Heartbreaking moment. Police shoot and kill dog that was defending owner when officers arrested him for filming them. Here's another one. The TSA is now going to add dogs, but not so much for bombs, for drugs. This is all just getting you ready for internal prison training. Is Homeland Security set to arm TSA agents? And they're already arming some. Paul answers the question in the article. And they're training the TSA right next to the military. This is the, again, first you roll out with an innocuous National Security Force Obama promised, and then they become armed, like the armed SS. The Sturmstaffel, I believe it was called. So we'll be going over some of that. That is just some of what we'll be breaking down today. And Raymond Teague, my buddy, came by last week, and he didn't say, hey, this is really off record. He said, you know, this stuff isn't really classified. So I talked about some of it later. He's like, hey, I'm not really comfortable about that. So when we come back, we'll get into NASA, but we'll also get into the whole NSA thing from the Snowden perspective, because Raymond worked in different classified federal agencies, starting out with Air Force Intelligence, NASA, Mission Control. We'll show you photos. We dug up photos online of you, Raymond. You didn't know that. So Raymond Teague's here. We're going to be talking to him after the break in studio. And you know, as I said, we'll get to all these other big top stories that I just mentioned that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I got so upset last hour watching our power plants, our industries, our jobs shut down on record. And here's Obama saying you shouldn't be able to have a nice standard of living when these globalists are just transferring it to them. They want to make us poor to control us, and wrote white papers saying it. And they get people to get in to being poor, into having nothing, into having no rights, and forget just monetary wealth. No dignity, no Fourth Amendment, no First Amendment, no Second Amendment, no Tenth Amendment, no Ninth Amendment. And all over the world, the same continuity of agenda. And the globalists dividing and conquering us on every front. And then I'll also get into it with Raymond. State Department Memorandum 7277. In fact, we can foreshadow some of this. Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events. Ladies and gentlemen, we sent Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, two of our reporters, through an affiliate and got press passes 4 years ago, I guess 3 years ago. We have video of this, with Polish troops training to confiscate Americans' guns and to put us in sports stadiums. I mean, you know, it's just over the top. People go, people watch the video and it admits it, but they're still like, well, it isn't that bad. It's just this complete acclamation. So we're going to be going over all of that with Raymond Teague. I appreciate coming in to studio with us today. And Raymond, we're about to go to break. So let me just ask you this, because you just got here right on time before you're supposed to go on air. You said you are comfortable talking about the mission control stuff, right? You are? You are?
Yes.
Okay, so we can talk about that.
Yes.
Because people always want to know if the moon landings happened. And you're bigger than Dallas for right there and a main guy on mission control, so you can talk about it.
Well, I'm far from being the main guy. I was one of the workers, and I did the best I could with what my duties were.
But you were a main mission control guy, frontline running it.
Yes.
You were in the front row.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I just, another chair as far as a position. What is important is the duties you had for every guy you saw on the in mission control. There was a whole room full of people supporting you that you were in contact with.
But I mean, you got a presidential, you got a presidential medal, and you were the A-team guy. You were the guy you had a whole room supporting you. You're in frontline mission control, Raymond. Just toot your horn.
Yeah. Well,
stay there. Hold your eye back with Raymond Teague.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events. You can't make that up. That's a FEMA press release with photos. They're very proud of themselves. What's wrong with Russian troops with guns at security events? You're a traitor if you don't salute the New World Order. I'm going to break down at the bottom of the hour what this is really all about. And because believe me, I've done more studying on this than anybody outside the globalist operation. Okay, I've interviewed all the experts. I know the total plan. Because, by the way, I took the time out to read it. It's all public. We're going to break down 7277, State Department Memorandum, for you today. The State Department Memorandums, folks, are the real policy of this government. The policy is sell us out to the New World Order. Is Homeland Security set to arm TSA agents? That's at InfoWars.com. They will seize your food and resources. Hoarding of just about anything can be banned. That's the headline. All he did was love me. Heartbreaking moment. Police shoot and kill dog that was defending owner. Then officers arrest him for filming them. Unbelievable. We're going to get into the Trayvon Martin news, where thousands of people are on Twitter saying they're going to rob, kill, you name it. Trayvon supporters threaten riots. Looting of Zimmerman acquitted. This is the exact type of divide and conquer the White House has tried to hype. Justice Department's been caught in there trying to hype this up as a political diversion of racial division. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well at the bottom of the hour. But joining us till the bottom of the hour is my old friend Raymond Teague. He even worked for me off and on for a few years in TV production because he worked for RCA with the space shuttle cameras. And before that, he was in Vietnam in classified operations, and he was in Air Force intelligence in classified operations, and was in Air Force intelligence for a while before he went into some other agencies he can't talk about. And then he worked in of course, NASA before that in the Apollo program, and we've got some photos of him in Mission Control as one of the A-line guys. There's Raymond. There's Raymond Teague right there on the Apollo programs. Weren't you involved in Apollo 13, too, buddy?
Yes, I was. Apollo 13 occurred at the end of my shift for that particular day, and I was in the last hour of my shift for a changeover, and I stayed through the next shift along with everybody else, but I was requested, my boss told me to call everybody in, so I called all three of our, the other two shifts in, and that was rather strange. They all demanded, well, what do you want me to come in for? Well, I'm not allowed to tell you, but just get ready and get in here as quick as you can, what they were told, and they did. And so we had everybody on board to help study the problems.
We're going to look at the moon landings and really get a real inside take here. In fact, this may go longer than 30 minutes. I said I've got to get to this other news. But, Raymond, first off, you want to talk about Snowden. Give people your breakdown, where you've worked, what you've done that you can talk about so people understand that you speak from experience.
Well, as far as Snowden goes, I think Snowden, there's a lot, must be more to it than we see, because I don't know what Snowden has revealed other than it was fairly well known. As far as what Snowden said, that we were looking at all the data, the NSA was looking at the world's data. Well, that's what all intelligence agencies do. Every country that's a modern country has an intelligence agency.
Snowden said that bears go poop in the woods.
And you can expect everything to be looked at. So what? So what's the big deal? I don't know. I am surprised if they really wanted. I think that if they really wanted Snowden out of the picture, they would have immediately killed him like they have others. So even if he's hiding in the Moscow airport, that doesn't mean he's assassination proof. Anybody can come by and shoot him or whatever, or give him an injection, and he'd be gone.
That's right. They've got those poison ice darts. Is common.
Many different ways to.
They shoot you with a little ice dart that's got cyanide in it, and boom, you're gone.
Well, ricin's become a favorite also. Anyway, I don't see what the big deal is about Snowden other than something is going on they're covering up.
Well, I think he's real, but they're using him because he is somebody that ran to a foreign country to just scare all the other whistleblowers.
The biggest thing it does is this. The way the communist system worked in East Germany and the communist, and you, if you, half of the people were involved with the security services. And so if you said anything to the wrong person or had committed a thought crime that somebody overheard, you got thrown in the gulag or killed. And so that made you afraid to talk to anybody else. You wouldn't cooperate with anybody else to establish a new political realm.
That's how they destroyed the individual, was by naming political dissent as terrorism, as they're now doing here.
And I think this is the deal with Snowden. Now you must be more aware that if you say anything on the phone, mm-hmm. or you try to coordinate with anybody on the email, you might as well run it in the New York Times.
Well, that's what Pachinik called when this all broke. And he said, Alex, it's a psyop. This is, I know, General Alexander. Maybe we should get him on. But he goes, this is being done to bring all this out to create a conversation about it.
Well, it's done that.
But I don't think Snowden knows what he's doing. And then it forces us to defend him because of the free speech issues, and they're trying to persecute the press. But then it changes the subject from a week before he came out. It was all NSA spying on the press. See, it's an issue of who they're spying on.
Yes, well, you can assume anything you say or do will be monitored.
Now, listen, I thought I could talk about what you told us in here last week, and I want to get into the NASA stuff. But since I've already said it out there, specifically... Many people know I don't make stuff up. What were you told when you graduated from an intelligence agency?
Oh, they tell you going in that if you get out too far out of line, they may kill you.
And that was, if you talk, we're going to kill you.
Essentially.
What specifically? Just
I don't remember the exact words. Long.
And you said, too, though, at the graduation, though, you were sitting around, at the final.
Had a debriefing where you're not allowed to go to travel outside of the country without permission for a certain length of time and essentially not allowed to work for various people for several years.
Now, they reported the shuttle program you worked on was at least 80% secret military operations. Did you work on those?
Yes, but you're talking about payloads now. I didn't really have much to do with the actual payloads. The shuttle was flying. In order to launch satellites, the shuttle would carry a communication satellite up, but it would have its own rocket. In other words, when you got it up into orbit, you then set it outside the payload bay, and after getting a safe distance away from it, you would light the engine and put it into whatever orbit it was intended to be in. And that was done many times over. But there wasn't anything especially secret about it except the payloads.
Yeah. Well, I apologize if I said too much, but you said none of this is really classified. You talked about the 97 hearings on the CIA Solicitor General and drug dealing, and you just said that it was well known in the intelligence community, watching the communiques, that it was just all over the place, correct?
Correct. And there are other things. For instance, here's a book here that I read lately, The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK.
Robert Galen Ross, yeah, we sell that book.
Okay, well, the most amazing thing about it is, when especially on the description of the JFK, I worked with an engineer some time ago who lived in Dallas, grew up in Dallas, knew a bunch of people on the Dallas police force, and we got into discussions over the JFK assassination up to the point where he was really afraid of me and afraid to say anything else. And this was many years after the assassination, and he was still afraid to talk about it.
Oh, I was on an airplane with a well-known lawyer. I'll just leave it at that, buddies with the Bushes. And he was just, this is flying back from Dallas when I flew in from London, and he was just like going, of course, I grew up with my ranch next door to the lawyer that was running the whole thing. I mean, it's just in Dallas, it's well-known. I mean, it's only an idiot knows they didn't kill Kennedy.
Well, and the book explains the frightening thing about our whole country, our whole system, is we have sunk in morality to the point where you can have most of the government officials of a city and of a state and of a nation in on an assassination, and that's viewed as all right. That's a normal course of doing business.
What do you think about Hastings, Michael Hastings of the Rolling Stone?
Well, I didn't know his work or him or anything about him. And, yes, I believe just like this one that got killed in Houston that was assassinated, I didn't know him either. But, yeah, that's an example of.
But nowadays they just blow your car up. And then the wives come out through his friends and tweets and things. And I've talked to his army buddy, and they believe he was killed. They want an investigation. You'd think that would be news.
Well, when you have something like Pat Tillman go on, and many other examples somewhat similar to that, how can we do anything as a nation anymore? There's nobody to turn to. There's nobody that has an overall power to set things right, to make a moral judgment, to provide moral leadership. Apparently.
And then once you reach that point, though, it only gets worse in history. Because once it's the rule of the thug, once it's the rule of assassination death squads, it's over. They'll take everything. And even if the dons that are in place now won't do it, they will be replaced by people that want to do it. The worst of the worst then take over.
Well, there's no end of the greed. In other words, in football and everything else, nothing is ever good enough as part of our big problems. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough of a house. We don't have enough of anything. This is the general attitude in the public. And so they're willing to sell themselves to get more, always get more, because they...
And in truth, they're going to lose everything because they sold out.
That's right.
We'll be right back, Raymond. Stay there. I want to get into NASA secrets straight ahead.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is it getting better, or do you feel the same? Will it make it?
All right, Raymond Teague is our guest. He'll be with us until about 40 after. Then I will get into Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events, what this really means, how this is going to be phased in. This is an important talk on air because then my writers, Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and others who have an understanding of this as well, can go off my talking points. They can go look up everything I'm going to say They just search whatever I say, and then articles and documents come up, and then they'll write stories on it, because no one has given everybody the full picture except myself, and that is not a good feeling. That is not a good feeling. The people that came the closest to it 50 years ago were John Birch Society, and that's because they had military insiders that were patriots and leaked. Hey, we're being told we're going to be occupied by UN troops. People are like, oh, yeah, crazy man. We're going to explain how this works. It's not just us that's going to get occupied. It's going to be everybody. Raymond, I want to get into the fact of did we go to the moon? Because there you are on the major Apollo missions. You're being told it's all happening, but you told me off air. You said, look, well, I mean, repeat what you said and then tell me about the Russian engineer you worked with and what they said.
Okay, one more thing I'm going to put on for Snowden that nobody has looked at. This is why Snowden is not such a big deal. And all of these companies I've worked for, which are several, three solid-state companies here, device manufacturers, they have in their employ Chinese and Indian and other people that are from China, from Formosa.
Oh, yeah, they're all in it. The stuff's manufactured over there.
They go home to visit their families. They go home to set up things. Some of them go home and set up for their own factory. So what is the big deal? You know, if we're going to hire the rest of the world to build our stuff here, then they know what's going on. You don't have to worry about it being stolen. You've already given it away.
That's right. The hardware. The Pentagon comes out and says, we want to know what you're thinking. 5 years ago, we're tracking everything you do. We have a computer that has a model of the world in it. And the head of the CIA says, your dishwasher's watching you. We're listening to you. But then Snowden says it's a bad idea. Oh, he's a traitor. What he's a traitor for is saying it's bad. That's the real underlying message. Well, do you agree with that statement?
Yes. I'd say that the government or the highest levels is afraid they're going to get overthrown of all the corrupt and dirty deals they're involved in. The other night I watched a film on the amount of money that was covered up, was being handled in the World Trade Center. There were billions of dollars that were lost from the books because
billions in gold disappeared out of the bottom.
And so there were thousands of people killed and then billions of dollars worth of property destroyed just to cover that up. How shameful. And no real investigation. In fact, now I'm told or I've heard that in the anniversary coming up, they don't want any of the firefighters and the New York City police down.
Oh, no, that's two in a row. They're not allowed.
Yeah, not allowed. How absolutely ridiculous.
Well, look at how it's not just the Secretary of Defense, but top generals now won't be around troops with guns. I mean, but again, this is all planned. This is all planned, what they're doing.
Well, just like the gun-free school zones.
You don't bring a gun around a Roman emperor. You don't bring a gun around a general. I'm telling you, this is an enemy force, so of course they hate the military. I mean, that's why I can't even get mad at cops when they run around and act like psycho goons. They've been trained we're the enemy. They've been given paramilitary training, occupation training, and they think this is normal. They think this is how they go home at night. Instead, it's gearing them up for a civil war. Do you have any idea how many cops are going to get wiped out when they start this thing? And I'm not happy about it.
It's going to be very nasty if they start it. But one of the things that irks me right now, they're very quick to use their weapons. Well, they're wearing body armor. They're pretty well protected.
So no, I mean, they now shoot people every day. I see articles where a guy gets out and has a pen in his hand, and they just it's instinctive shooting, which I get makes you a good shot. But the thing is, you know, you've got a weight belt in your car, they shoot you in the head. You get out with your license and it glimmers, they shoot you. They don't even think it's like, you know, okay, corral.
They're not in that much danger unless their perpetrator is going to make a headshot on them, which you'd probably need a high-powered rifle to do. You really can't kill one.
Well, it's not even an issue now. If you look statistically, it's car wrecks that are killing cops, but they're all walking around absolutely scared to death they're about to be killed. But Raymond, we got to get to the NASA news.
Okay.
All right, well, I know it's hard for you to talk about this stuff, but I want you to tell me what you told me the other day.
Okay.
We're going to break. We're going to get you an earpiece so you can actually hear, because I know that it's confusing when the breaks are. We're going to come right back with the Insider, Air Force Intelligence, you know, NSA connected, Frontline, NASA, you name it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I had to twist his arm a little bit to get Raymond to come in here and talk about this. He's always, you know, privately talking about stuff, nothing classified, but just things that he's able to speak about. It's always amazing. And I said, you got to come in. So what's going to happen is we've got Professor Griff coming up. I got a bunch of news I need to get to. Raymond is going to be on the nightly news tonight. I'm not sure who's hosting. Is it Jakari Jackson, Rob Dew, Darren McBreen? Is it David Knight? I'm not sure who's doing it tonight. Watson was scheduled, but Watson's going to be co-hosting Friday all 3 hours. So he's not doing tonight. But Raymond says he's up to do it, to really talk for 30, 40 minutes commercial-free during the interview, to just get into Snowden, NASA, and really kind of let him just roll with it. So we're going to get that set up right now for InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight Central with Raymond Teague. We'll go take that right after the show today. Raymond, for those that just joined us, you were a NASA engineer. We can put up the photo of you on the Apollo missions front line, you know, there running a lot of the systems. You were then over the cameras on the shuttle program. You obviously did some other classified programs that you can't talk about. But you were getting into the NSA. Now we're segueing into, because I took it from what you told me years ago that looked to you like it went to the moon. Looked to you, you know, you later worked at RCA Corporation as well. They had cameras there. But then later you said you could see how, well, let me say it in your own words, that they could fake this. Just like on NORAD, they were having a simulation of the very thing happening. Raymond, again, tell people how many Apollo programs you worked on and what your gut level is, and then what that Russian engineer you were friends with told you.
Well, I've been asked this before, even on this program, and by many people. Did we actually go to the moon? And I would say, well, yes, I believe we did, but I cannot be absolutely sure. And the reason I can't be absolutely sure, from things I've seen and can relate to you, you would be certain that we did. But at the same time, from other things I've seen go on, we might not have. Now, one of the many instances, I worked with a patriotic Russian engineer on a solid-state program for our company here.
There's a camera over there, brother. Look at them.
Okay. So, we became pretty good friends. Anyway, discussing things like this, he told me, no, you did not go to the moon. It was all staged. Well, I don't see how we would have staged Apollo 13. Whoever put that one together would be the ultimate in suspense adventure writing if they put the mission Apollo 13 together, because there were just too many things to be thought of and too many details. The rest of it.
But they've now leaked that there's dead Russians on the moon and all sorts of disasters. I've been told by high level people off record that there's a large, not just hundreds of deaths in secret space plane programs, but hundreds of deaths, and you add them up, it's even more than that, in secret space programs. I mean, it's admitted there's a secret space program. Bob Bowman's talked about that. Were you involved in any of the secret space program?
No, not really. Now, I know I've heard rumors the Russians apparently have lost quite a few people, and of course, we lost three on the very first one, burned up right on the pad. And that was tragic. And then, of course, we had the Columbia accident. So we've lost a few people, but we haven't lost anywhere near what apparently the Russians have lost. But they've done a lot more flying than we have. So if the more you fly, the more...
Well, what did the Russian engineer explain to you? And break down, you're being fed info, and you were saying they have you doing drills all the time of the same thing. You don't know drill from real.
Okay, now, I think you've gotten a wrong impression on what I told you is simulated.
Well, explain it, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's say you're in a simulator that amounts to your personal car, and you're driving down the highway, and now you've got controllers that put problems in there that you're supposed to solve in order to be able to keep your driver's license, whatever. Let's say you're tooling off down the highway here, and all of a sudden, you get an oil pressure light. Your oil pressure is gone. This means you've got 15 seconds or less to save your engine. If you're going to solve the engine problem, you've got to shut the engine down almost immediately. Otherwise, it's going to be ruined. Now, if you're not going to lose any altitude and probably not crash if you lose oil pressure in your car, but it requires instant reaction. Well, on the spacecraft, there are systems, many systems that might get you killed. You might wind up with no oxygen, no power, too high level of CO2. There's lots of life support involved. And if the system goes out and you take no action, then you will wind up dead. And this was part of the big problem on Apollo 13. The oxygen canisters, or the CO2 removal canisters on the command module, did not fit the ones on the LIM, the lunar module, and they had to do a big, they had to indent overnight with the stuff that was on it, on board the space capsule and the LIM to figure out how to get the air.
What were you doing on Apollo 13?
Well, I said, the first thing I did was call in all of the rest of our troop, and everybody else did the same. So we had three shifts in the mission control room at one time. Not only that, they called in the people that were the support people that did the training that called in all of their peoples to figure out what to do to get around power supply problems, air filtration problems, and it had to be done with stuff that was on board. They had to use duct tape and cardboard and so forth to make adapters to get these to work.
And so you worked on that?
Well, we were in a tremendous position at that time. The three people I worked with guidance and control, we monitored the guidance system and the state vectors, in other words, the directions.
And didn't they have, like, radio telescopes and things and radio trackers to be able to, certainly the spacecraft went out to the moon.
Well, you had three different stations around the world that kept track of all, that sent and received all the communications and the data.
Sure, because from the evidence I've seen, I believe we went to the moon as well. From the intel I've got, though, is that there was a whole other secret mission there as backup.
No.
And so that's not going on?
No, there was not that.
Okay, well, then how could it have been fake then? Just devil's advocate.
Well, if you're sitting in a room here and you see at a display of instrumentation, like all the, say, the instrumentation on your car, your gas gauge, your...
Sure, they can feed bad info into that.
They can control all the info and make you believe that something else is going on. But in this case, that was not the case.
But they'd have to have a whole other room of other engineers to know how to fool engineers.
Well, they did. They had the whole bottom floor of the IBM 360 computers plus all these staff support rooms. And part of them were devoted to putting into problems to train us to recognize when you had a problem. Now, let me finish on what I was going to tell you. The navigation system did not go down. When the oxygen tank blew up, it knocked the fuel cell power generators offline. And it blew most of the circuit breakers. But what happened was... just like in an aircraft, if you're familiar with aircraft operations, you have an endless stream of emergency procedures you're supposed to follow. You pick out what seems to be the most appropriate, and you start going down a checklist and checking things off to see where you are in the system, how your system is working. Well, this was absolutely endless in Apollo. They had everything. But they didn't have this because this was not something that was supposed to be survivable. And what happened? They lost all the power. Well, they were afraid just to turn all the circuit breakers back on because it might all go up in flames. They didn't know what was wrong. So about 45 minutes later, when they finally found out what the problem really was, they got the right circuit breakers on to show that the systems engineer monitoring the fuel cells and the oxygen hydrogen levels found and said, "Flight, we've got... 30 minutes of power left." He came back 10 minutes later and said, "We've got less than 10 minutes. Well, this was a disaster because without the power on and the nav system running, there was no chance.
And this was being kept secret from the public?
No, it wasn't.
Well, at
the time, it wasn't broadcast, but there's a whole movie. Been
no, no, you're not giving anything secret out on that. I got it, Raymond. All you're doing is trying to not give anything secret out. Now, what about the suicide pills? What was the procedure if they were going to die? Just wait and suffocate or take pills?
I never heard anything about the suicide pills. They may have had some. But actually, running out of oxygen, if you're in a pressure system, for instance...
You just go to sleep.
You will take... about three or four breaths, and you will be passed out, and you will never know what happened to you. You will not know, you will not feel it coming, and you will not know what happened. That's part of the problems and what happened on some of the spatial accidents. I'm not spatial, well, even that. But people, they'd purge areas with nitrogen to get hydrazine out of it, make sure there was no hydrazine left.
But then it lingers.
Well, the oxygen, your normal air is 78% nitrogen. But if you went in there too quick or didn't have enough oxygen to put in or wearing a scuba system to supply your air or oxygen, then you would die.
Wow. Well, Raymond, we're almost out of time here. You're going to be able to talk about whatever you want on the nightly news tonight. You're a really interesting guy. again, a good friend of mine for 15 years joining us here. Specifically then, you're saying they could have been feeding you guys fake data, but then weren't there other governments and things? Also, they do this mirror test now where they fire a laser from the observatory out in West Texas and hit the mirrors on the moon. But then I guess the argument there is they could have a satellite with a robot like Viking place mirrors.
Okay, The Apollo 13 was on a non-free return orbit. It would crash into the moon if you did not make a maneuver to circularize your entry into lunar orbit. So they had to make a burn and then shut it down. But anyway, they were running out of power and the nav systems were going down. So normally we would verify the data once, mainly the locking ring mechanism between the command module and the lunar module. There were marks on it, and you had to align these, and normally we'd run them three times, read them three times, make sure everything was absolutely perfect before committing. We did it once, very rapidly.
Committing is firing thrusters?
Firing the... they used the Lemla motor to make this because the CSM... There was something wrong with it, but we didn't know what.
And that's the normal actuators?
No, this was the normal. The command module had a large motor on it that was mainly used.
No, I got it. They couldn't use the normal thruster controls.
Yes, this was an alternative.
So they used the main engine, right?
Well, they used the landing engine. That was intended to lower the...
So what's the bottom line? We're going to break.
Okay, the bottom line was only God brought us back. We never expected anybody to get back from this because the problems were so immense. You had to do it with enormous accuracy where they did it pretty...
Why haven't we gone back to the moon? Because, look, I know there's a lot of suppressed technology. They've got Black Manta, space planes, Dr. Bob Bowman.
This is one of the big problems when Robert McNamara... And I don't know what he had. Anyhow, he ordered the drawings and all the tooling for the Saturn V rocket destroyed.
I saw that.
Well, when he...
Which was really Wernher von Braun's design.
All of the NASA people were in shock because they knew that before they had anything else to fly with, it would be 10 years. So a lot of them would...
And we're still using the Russian heavy booster, right?
That's right. And, this was treason of the highest order. They just literally abandoned the space program. Well, they had enough rockets to fly through Apollo 17, already manufactured. But at the same time, and this was done during 12. So this was one of the strange things. It seemed like they wanted to bail out of the space program. The government wanted to bail out of the Apollo program.
I can tell you why. The decision was made then to go with robots. Man isn't going to go into space. We're going nowhere. It's over. The elite believe they're going to merge with machines. They all say this. And that they're not going to... The idea of us going to space, it's over. The decision's been made to bring in the world government, bring in the technocracy, release the bioweapons, kill everybody, and the elite are going to merge with the machines, which, of course, is a lie of Lucifer. They're not going to be given eternal life either. But that they all say that. That's their actual plan. That's why they killed the real space program.
Well, they killed the real space program when they destroyed the tooling for building the rocket.
Well, here's an example. Wernher von Braun came up with the space shuttle idea in 1935 in Germany when he was the head of the rocket program. He came up with the Saturn program around then, was able to then deploy it, a genius, though he was a Nazi. And now we can't even have stuff that good. Again, they've frozen our development while they have an advanced development. That's what Bowman, who was the head of the Star Wars program, says. He said when he was the head of the program in the late 70s, before they even announced it, they already had hundreds of unmanned decapitation weapons in space with DU Sabos, meteor guns. And he said he could only say that because they'd accidentally declassified part of that. Did you ever know anything about it?
No, I didn't know anything about that, Raymond. It seems strange, not only did we eliminate our capability to go into space, and at least in a visible way, we've never looked back at the hardware that was left on the moon with that could be done with
Well, here's the issue. Why not just focus telescopes up there and show all the wreckage? There's enough private telescopes in the landing zones. I mean, what you could do that with like a 3-foot refractor on a mountaintop?
No, I don't think so. But with the...
I don't know. With digital photography, they could blow it up.
I'm trying to think of the satellite normally that does all these star pictures.
Hubble.
Hubble, yes. With Hubble, you should be able to pick up the...
Yeah, aim it at the moon landing site, and there you go.
Flags and other hardware that were left on the surface should be able to see that. And I'm surprised that none of that has been done. They've never admitted going...
Yeah, have the public in, let them see the readout, or then they say they just fake the feed.
So, anyhow, strange that we've never... Going back, we've never done.
What does your gut tell you? I mean, you worked on the Apollo program, front line. What does your gut tell you, Raymond?
I would say that the shuttle program has been a cover for what is actually going on, and I don't know what's going on, except it does not make sense that they threw all this capability away, and we've done nothing since then.
Well, see, America's not meant to have that. It's like we gave the Panama Canal to the Chinese. We're being sold out. I'm going to explain that when we come back. Raymond... you're going to have the floor tonight on the Nightly News. I want you to really get into this 7 o'clock. And thanks for coming in, buddy.
Okay.
It's always good to see you. Raymond, man. Raymond Teague worked with him for a couple of years. He's a great guy. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is Live, Real, Uncensored.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live by
back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Raymond Teague's a great guy. Alex Jones here back live.
I got a shotgun, a rifle.
But every time
driving a country boy can
I start getting him on air to talk about stuff he won't talk about, most of it. And that's just the conditioning of all the programs he was involved in, secret programs. And he starts shaking a little bit when he starts to talk about it. And it's not like he's telling me secret stuff when he's here. I mean, he was ready to not even tell people. They kept Apollo 13 disaster secret for a few hours in case the astronauts died. They wanted to be able to, you know, announce this so their families wouldn't be freaked out. He was ready to not even talk about that because I said, you kept that secret. He's like, Oh, Raymond. Raymond's a really smart guy, I tell you. Really interesting. Fun guy to go shooting with as well. Okay, here's what's going on. This kind of stuff always happens dealing with rock bands, rock groups, rap groups. To the point of I almost tell the crew, it's like, stop trying to set these interviews up. You know, if they fall in our lap, I'll do them. But I'm not really interested, you know, in it. I was out yesterday and ran into a movie star and didn't even try to talk to him or interview him. I like Professor Grip because he's interesting and he's informed, and I'd like to get LL Cool J's take on something, and Ice Cube. We'll end up probably getting that tonight. They left a little late and thought they'd already be here from Dallas, and I was like, they're 30 minutes out an hour ago? Turns out they're, like, in Temple right now, and I guess they're going to try to go drop Griff off here or something. Who knows what'll happen? So I'm not even worried about it. But it'll either happen in overdrive today, some stations carry the fourth hour, or it'll be on the nightly news, or it won't happen. I'm not, you know, one way or the other. We have a great interview with Professor Griff coming up for the Obama deception, too. But they're coming to town and wanted to come in, so we'll see what happens. That said, I mean, to me, the big news is the Russian troops in America to patrol the American people. And now I will start that in the second segment when some stations join us in the next hour. I will start that big presentation, what's behind it, the history of it, all of it then. It's kind of a good thing I got behind and then they got behind because this is really the big enchilada. You want to understand everything else, you've got to understand this. Because remember, all the crazy old-timers, that crazy uncle who was a retired Army colonel, you know, that you know, said they were going to bring in Russian troops and why he's nuts. And, oh, the NSA spying on us. You know, your crazy dad said, oh, but he worked in the government, but wouldn't say where. We had patriots, folks, when this whole plan was rolled out, who warned everybody. And now we're here. So you better listen next hour. That's all I'm saying. I'll spend one segment on this, and then I'm going to get into Obama's compulsory service stuff. They're calling up again. I'm going to get into this incredible video of the guy filming police from like 67 yards away. They come and arrest him, manhandling. His dog jumps out of the window, runs over, they shoot it. And the police say, we thought the dog was going to attack you. I mean, and again, I'm not here to even, if I just bash the police, that helps the New World Order. Because that puts them more into their gang mentality. I want to reach out to the police and explain the brainwashing they're under. It ties into the Russian troops. I'm going to break all this down to show you the source documents on this, okay? Not rumors. The plan, that put me in NLE09, just type in FEMA NLE09. It was on their site for 2 years. They pulled it, but there's screenshots of it. Thanks. I forgot that as an exhibit. Briefly, we're going to break in 30 seconds. If you believe in this show, the enemy wants it shut down. It's doing dirty tricks that I won't even get into. You need to spread the word about the broadcast. Pray for us. Buy the books, the videos, the ProPure water filters. With the promo code WATER, you get 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You call, they can answer all your questions and get the July magazine. It's got 10 free bumper stickers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.